Bobby Petrino joining us here. Coach, good to see you. How are you?
It's dead.
It is. How's that? You get anything there?
There, I got you.
Okay,
now.
There you go. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
It's good. So, you know, I guess I was looking back just trying to get ready for today, and both you and Paul, I guess it seems like it happened recently that you guys joined your new programs, but it was back in December. So you've had quite a bit of time to get ready for today, and I'm sure today you got to be pretty happy to get ready, and it's kind of the start now officially for the fall season.
Exactly. As soon as media days get here, you know, it's close to kickoff and close to getting our players and starting to practice and get ready for the first game. So I'm excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's good. When you came in December, what were some of your top priorities in looking at the team you had coming back?
Well, I had an advantage that I was able to watch them practice for the bowl game, so I'm able to evaluate, you know, the different players that will be returning, try to set a plan for recruiting. Then I had to hire a staff, which I'm really excited about. We put together a very, very good staff, went out and hit the road recruiting and had some fun with that, and then got ready for spring practice.
How was spring? I know you've got seven starters back on each side of the ball. Also got some nice tip of the cap from some of the coaches around the league for your team and some of your players. I know you've got an outstanding running back coming back and a great return man as well. But what did you see in the spring in your evaluation process?
Well, I thought it went well. You know, the first thing you need to do in spring is really let the players understand how we're going to practice, how we're going to conduct our meetings, how we're going to operate. And I thought our players did a nice job with that. We've really set the tone that each person understands they need to work on their technique and fundamentals of their position to make themselves better. We were able to get stronger and faster over the off season, so that was good for us. And then I think we're starting to develop some leadership from within the team, which always gives you a chance to have a special team if you can make sure that the guys on the field are the ones doing the leading.
Quarterback play always gets a lot of attention, especially in your offense, and I think everybody around the country, you know, respects the job you do on the offensive side of the ball. From a quarterback standpoint, it seems like there would be a lot on him in getting ready, and I know you're trying to break in a guy that doesn't have a lot of experience there. What did you see come out of spring quarterback?
Well, if we were to start, you know, today, Brandon Dowdy would be our starting quarterback. He came out of spring ahead. I thought he did a nice job. He's a young man that's very knowledgeable. He's very sharp. He did a good job of working hard to pick up the offense and understand it. He can deliver the ball on time. DeMarcus Smith is another guy returning that competed with him in spring. DeMarcus is a very talented young guy that's been out of football for a couple years and, you know, needs some polish to get ready to play. And then we'll have two newcomers that will compete for the job here in the fall. Young man from O'Fallon, Illinois, Todd Porter, and a guy from Butte College in Fishback, who, you know, Nelson Fishback. And both of them are very talented. I think that their talent will give them an opportunity to compete for the job.
Whether you got a back like Antonio Andrews coming back, do you tailor to his talent and trying to maybe take a little bit off a young quarterback?
Certainly, yeah. You know, we have a very experienced offensive front coming back and some really good tight ends and Antonio and a couple other good running backs. So we'll run the ball. We like to run the ball. We always have. But you have to be able to throw it, you know, when you want to, so you can throw it when you have to.
Talk to me about recruiting at in Bowling Green, Kentucky versus some of the other places you've been along the way. And when you're selling that program, I had a chance to go there a few years ago when Central Arkansas played over there. Fantastic campus, great facility. But when you're out selling your program, what kinds of things are you saying?
Well, we're a young program, and to be able to go to a bowl game four years into being a Division I football program, I think Willie Taggart did an excellent job. We got some really good returning players coming back, and you know, the future looks bright. So the number one thing we have to do when we get on the road is find a way to get them on campus and let them see, you know, what Dr. Ransdell's done with our campus, with our football facilities, and they understand that, you know, there's one way to go, and that's to keep building it.
When you look at the conference overall, like we talked about, the preseason came out this week, and I guess, or today rather, I guess you guys were picked fourth in the preseason. Certainly some parity we saw last year, especially with four teams from this conference going to bowl games. When you kind of look at the conference and the way it's laid out, got some tough games ahead this season.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very competitive, and you know, everybody's going to play some non-league games that'll be a challenge. That we need to do a good job of early in the season. And obviously right now our focus is that, opening up with Kentucky and then going to Tennessee. So we've got to do a good job preparing for that. But when we get into conference play, you know, we open with South Alabama, which will be a big game for us. And then, you know, I think it's going to run through Louisiana Lafayette. They've shown the last couple years that they're very talented. They're very well coached. And, you know, we are fortunate enough that we'll have them at home in a midweek game on national TV, so it'll be a fun game for us.
There have been some coaches and some coaches that you're familiar with that have been talking in recent months about trying to slow the game down, and I got to think that playing against your offenses over the years have had something to do with that. Any thoughts on allowing, maybe slowing the game down to some degree, allowing defensive players to be substituted out? It's certainly offenses like yours put a lot of pressure on defenses, and coaches who are maybe more defensive-minded have some concerns over that.
Yeah, I understand that, and you know, I don't think it's going to happen. You know, I think that, you know, as the saying goes, defense wins championships, but offense puts fans in the seats. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you see what Texas A&M did last year with Johnny Football and all the excitement that generated, everyone wants to see the high scoring game and a lot of points put on the board. So I'm not sure the rules are going to change that.
A lot of your former players certainly would, you know, look to the experience they got working with you as far as readying them for the NFL, and a few of them got drafted. Tyler Wilson, of course, is in Oakland, and Nile Davis now starting his career in Kansas City. When you talk about Tyler, what do you think his potential is, having coached NFL quarterbacks too? What do you think his potential is to maybe come in and play early on in his career, knowing you know about him?
Well, Tyler can make the throws to do that. You know, there's no question about that. He can make all the throws you need to make to play there, and we've seen his toughness and his ability to stand in the pocket and concentrate downfield and when the rush is all around him. You know, it's just going to be how quickly he can learn and adapt to the speed of the game. And each step you make forward, the game gets faster, the holes get smaller, and people do more. Mm-hmm. So just how quickly he can learn the game and learn the defenses will determine how fast he gets on the field. But there's no question he can make all the throws.
Your brother is here today. But as his team comes into the league next year, you guys are headed out to Conference USA. Just talk to me about the relationship you have with him and what you expect to see from him at Idaho. I know you guys both have familiarity with Idaho.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be there as an assistant a long time ago with John L., and we were 1AA at the time, and we're a really, really strong program, did a great job. And then Paul came in when I left as an assistant there, and so he's back home as the head coach. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got some work to do. They have some building to do as far as, you know, getting more athletes on campus and more players there. But I know he'll do a great job. And, you know, when they take the field, they're going to be very well coached and play with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of toughness.
I know right after you got hired, I saw you at the basketball tournament in Hot Springs. Still keeping up with hoops. I know you're a hoops guy, too. So, and of course, Western Kentucky has really been a great basketball program for a long time over.
Yeah, Coach Harper does a great job. It was fun to go down to Hot Springs and watch that game, and, you know, that was an amazing win. It looked like the game was over, and they made a great steal and scored, mm-hmm. and then got fouled and won it. And sometimes you need wins like that, and it projected them into the tournament, which was exciting. And we have a great tradition there, unbelievable facilities for our basketball program. So we know that Coach Harper will continue to do well.
And I know your daughter's playing golf at Louisville. How far is that between Bowling Green and Louisville?
It's an hour and a half drive.
Okay. So you get up there and watch any tournaments?
Well, I haven't really been able to get up there and watch, but she's been traveling around this summer, and I got to carry her bag for the U.S. Amateur qualifier, and she did real well. She shot 1 under and qualified for the U.S. Amateur, and unfortunately that's played the day we start practice, so okay. She's going to have to find a better caddy.
I was going to say, so maybe you got another career to fall back on too if you decide to hang up the coaching.
Well, I do, because I did the three things she told me to do: show up, keep up, and shut up.
That's good. When do you guys start camp?
We start August 5th.
Okay.
So our school starts the first week of the season, so we bring them in a little bit later, but it'll be fun. I can't wait to get started.
One last thing, being here at the Superdome again, thinking about that Sugar Bowl, and it was such an unbelievable game for those who maybe were on the outside looking and didn't have a stake in the game. It was a heartbreaker for Razorback fans, but an unbelievable comeback in the second half. Any memories of what you said at halftime to turn things around?
Not really what I said at halftime, but, you know, you'll never forget scoop and score.
Yeah.
You know, scoop and score. We'll have to work on it every day.
Yeah, that will haunt us for years, but certainly it was an unbelievable comeback, and it was a great game for college football fans. Coach, good seeing you. Good luck this season.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's Bobby Petrino. And, again, we'll have more with Coach later on. He's going to meet with the hordes of media folks who are here today at the Superdome at 11 o'clock, and we'll have some of that for you a little bit later in the show. Also, more to come on Overtime and on Drive Time Sports as well. It's 10:24. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take our break a minute early here, Matt, and when we come back, we'll talk to Mark Hudspeth. Louisiana Lafayette, as we mentioned earlier, picked as a co-preseason favorite in the Sun Belt Conference, and certainly, as Coach Petrino alluded to there, a lot of respect from the coaches around the league about the job they've done, a near miss last year at Florida, and certainly a lot of talented players coming back. And we certainly look forward to talking to Coach Hudspeth about the